level.
In regards to men.
Oh, sure you do. Because I
not
can
really.
Do that with women, even though I'm not a, I'm repulsed by having sex with women.
The reason why I say that, because the greatest bozo of the Euro Award motherfucker will be the one that these women will think's a babe.
Okay,
help you, enable you on the other
side. No, there's a difference between straight good looks and gay good looks. But I'll tell you something.
Okay,
if you need some help in figuring out what gay men think, what is an attractive man, I'm the most attractive guy in the world.
That's what
period.
I tell you.
No, you asking me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
That's what you think.
No, this is what I want you to think.
I guess I see the motivation behind that.
If you can't gauge subjectively what an attractive man is versus unattractive,
yeah.
Then use me as a gauge of most attractive. And no one else
talk about
care.
Global shit, huh?
That's so wide open for that. What can I say?
Yeah, no, I left that wide. But back to my square one on what we're talking about, this doctor that you're talking about. I can't even tell. In most cases, some cases I can't when someone's flagrant, flaming, you know. You're just...
That's acting on a stereotype.
I think that's acting on a stereotype, A, B.
It's like a black person walking around eating watermelon to me.
Yeah, right.
I can't stand those people.
Yeah.
I don't like...
Passing.
I don't like people who are affectated, That includes women who act ultra-feminine, I know you're gay, but you really are horny with me. I can convert it. That type of stuff. Throw them in the trash.
Does that work? Have you ever made it with a woman?
Oh no, I'm not. I'm what they call a thoroughbred.
Dyed in the wool.
Thoroughbred is what the term gays use. 100% homosexual. Yeah. And there's
cool.
This guy.
I'm safe with that. I understand. I understand. But having make a choice and stick with it.
But there's such a thing as being bisexual.
No.
But the thing is, the difficulty in the gay community I have, there's two kinds of gays. There are those who are bisexual, but prefer to live gay. I think some of them might have been formerly married and had children. And then there are those who are 100% gay. So you get these bisexual type gays who think they know everything.
But that's what we have in common. We're 100% what we are. And then we feel safe that way.
No, not always. There's plenty of 100% heterosexual men who are very violent against gays and homophobic.
Not that way. I think it's something that if you're secure in and of your own self. There's no threat.
Okay, look, it's very rare. If I want to get to know a guy, and I'm not always thinking about sex or whatever, I like character, whatever, good looks, something like that. Like that. I don't need, just like a guy who's decent to a human being might enjoy being around an attractive woman as a friend and leave it at that. Okay, now, so normally if I see someone I like and want to get to be friends, I approach them like that. What was interesting is that you approached me. You know, you came to me and let me know, I like you, I think you're really cool, and I'm homophobic, or whatever.
Yeah,
is very rare in anybody.
Really?
Gay or straight.
Really?
I
wouldn't know.
But you have a graciousness about you that is extraordinary.
I can't help that. It's only honesty. What else can I do?
At 51, how am I going to change
me? Not. I don't want to.
It's very rare. You have a rare quality.
And we need to accept compliments. That's actually not a compliment. It's a reaffirmation.
Mm-hmm.
A compliment is something like, okay, you get your background on that. I know what I am, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
The blind spots, I'm still searching. But I'm learning at this late stage of my life. We come to terms.
Not necessarily late, because things have changed. We could live on for 100, 120 years now with all the new differences in diet.
I'm just saying, for my own personal way of perceiving things, I'm learning to take compliments and not feel like whenever someone used to give me compliments back in my highly wealthy days, I was like the Pope. That's why I used the Pope nomination thing. Back when I had a lot of money, I don't want to talk about that part of it.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. But I could never do wrong.
Uh-huh.
It was always, so my trip was suspicious because my parents never gave me any positive reinforcement. I went out and said, fuck the piss and moan club, go out and make a name for yourself, which I did in a certain category of existence. But the downside of that was I never knew who my real friends were. I had fair weather friends from hell. Because when you have a lot of money, everyone's always eager for shots.
Well, you also have very good looks, too, and that makes it difficult.
I don't know that. I don't see that.
You're a very good-looking guy.
But that's irrelevant to me because I don't agree with that.
It's not irrelevant to me.
Okay. A, but, B, you're missing my point right now. It's importantly that you hear this.
But
whenever
if you have
someone
money,
tells me I have
hard to know if you have a good friend, and if you're good-looking, too, that's also
important that you understand, whenever someone gives me a compliment, I usually figure they want something from me. It's just born of that negative reinforcement. My parents, whenever they gave me a compliment, they wanted me to take the trash out 3 times a day instead of 1 time a day, or some sort of demeaning task. Oh boy, what's it going to be now? Or someone
want
to borrow $20,000?
I do want something from you, but I already have it.
Yeah, my friendship.
Exactly.
See, there's no problem.
As I'm saying that yeah, if you have lots of money, that's really hard to get to the booster and find a real friend or real friends. Same thing also if you have good looks along with that. That's also hard too.
Right.
But what
it's
I'm
an encumbrance
saying,
of sorts,
no,
maybe.
What I'm saying, why it's important to me up to a point. My friends, I don't care what they look like or whatever. You know, some are good, some are ugly, whatever. But I always like to have some good-looking guy for a friend because to me, it's like, it's an aesthetic thing. But
maybe it's along the lines of me having women friends who are extremely attractive. I've never been loved to and stuff.
But you might have one like a buddy or a friend.
I have, like one right in this building here.
Yeah, okay.
I've known her for 18 years and I haven't seen her for a while because...
Okay, but see, the thing is, usually I have to still reach out anyway. But what you do...
Why? You have to reach out.
Because most men who are heterosexual, well, including gay men, are... They miss their chance. American men. You know, in Europe.
Wait a minute. You said something dynamic there. Yeah, you said most men.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, you reached out to me in a way that I like. See, and in relationship.
Tell me what I said.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
In relationship with gay men, what I look for is not so much the sex angle. But the communion of the spirit and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
And so,
I hope so.
And
you got the ducks in a row.
Exactly. And when I found that in some guys, it's always been rare. It's only been like 5 men in my life. But I have found that in the past in a few non-sexual relationships, but there was real...
Tension?
No, male bonding, friendship.
Yeah, of course. I mean, right. If I can't feel comfortable, this is real simple. If I can't feel comfortable and be able to say with all my mind with somebody, the same thing I'd say behind your back, I'll say to your face type of attitude. I'm in your face about this visit because you give me the format, soapbox of material, if you will, to make a construct. It's if you and me feel the same way, sort of thing.
Right.
Why should I not be less than perspicacious about my position? I'm not threatened by it.
Right.
Sure, I know that, for instance, I come from an area of the country, the world, if you will,
mm-hmm.
with a family upbringing
mm-hmm.
that I had to rise above racism and homophobia.
Right. You know,
that difficult.
That's 99% of this country anyway.
You're giving stats now where you shouldn't. Now, don't denigrate the process because I wouldn't be so cavalier as to like throw numbers like that because there's also the eclectic, vacillating X variable. I'm a constant. Just because I'm a constant in that balancing of the commutative principle of all this doesn't mean that there's others that don't have an X. Then one day to the next, they might change their mind as to how they feel about a given section. I have a residual problem with racism.
Mm-hmm.
I have a traumatic acumen of different things that have occurred to me in the context of racial episodes. And even as recently as the music I write with two other black partners and the way they treat me,
mm-hmm.
they're more interested in me playing what I play to their music than hearing my own originals,
mm-hmm.
which are on albums. They're on albums. I should not. But I get the strong tenor of intent that I'm the lapdog, token white boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds
mm-hmm.
blunt, but it's about as fucking faithful to the truth as I could possibly be. Whether or not they will even say yes or no to that is academic, because it's going to be denial one way or the other.
Right, right.
It's oxymoronic to that effect.
Right.
And it's something I contend with, because I still love them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's abysmally sad and lonely
mm-hmm.
that we just can't get along irrespective of our rainbow coalition area of the spectrum that we may find ourselves upon. I like the white prism of truth for all that, you know, there not being the black-white aspect of that. I'm talking about when you blend all colors together, it's a white light, you know. And if you want to turn the lights out, it's black, okay. Get the power shot on that. But I think it's kind of sad when no matter how hard a person tries to place their position, that their own cynicism, sarcasm,
pollutes,
deludes, if you will.
Yeah.
Something that otherwise can be a simple process.